How to start small with an emergency fund. Trying to create an emergency fund when you are already in debt could be somehow difficult. And since most people will really not want to add more to their debts in any way, it is therefore advisable or ideal to have some money set aside for emergencies, even if you are in debt, to avoid, in some way, falling back on credit cards, for instance, for emergencies. The first thing you will need to do before you can create an emergency fund is to create a budget. A budget in its simplest form is a list of all your incomes and expenses. With it, you will be able to see how much money you make as income and what you spend your money on, and may use it too to trim off some unessential expenses from your list. You can create a budget with pen and paper, an electronic spreadsheet, or a budgeting software or service. The budgeting software or service will probably provide you with more flexibilities than the other options. Once you have a budget in place, you will want to look at how much you have left, usually on a monthly basis, after taking care of your essential expenses. An emergency fund should be up to 3 to 6 months of your living expenses or more, depending on what you prefer or want. You will need to decide on how much you want as emergency fund and how much you will want to save from the extras you may have left. You may then include your emergency fund contributions as part of your budgeting also. You can also try cutting back on some of your expenses to create some extras or more extra money for your emergency fund. If you are not in debt, to start small with an emergency fund, you may start with whatever contribution you can make now regularly and then increase this later on. If after cutting back on some of your expenses, and it appears you may not have any extras left, or it will more or less take you forever to create an adequate emergency fund with what is left, or you want to be able to save and contribute a lot more, you may choose to create some additional income for your emergency fund. If you are already in debt, however, you may not be able to save or contribute as much as you may want to for your emergency fund. You can, however, still start small by setting aside some money too, though this may not be as much as your 3 to 6 months living expenses, but will still be better than not having anything at all. You will want to avoid as much as possible having to rely on credit cards for emergencies while you are in debt or are trying to resolve your debt issues, since credit cards are really another way of accumulating more debts. The more money you have as emergency fund, the easier it will be for you to deal with your emergencies. If for some reasons you have problems creating an adequate emergency fund with your current income, you can do something about it now by generating some additional income or revenue for yourself. All you will really need is to choose one or more additional income streams you can comfortably work with to create more money. Audio copyright hubclue.com. All rights reserved.